Welcome to the Whole Career Podcast with Advent Health. I'm Brandon Strawn, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sky Kellogg.
Each episode features conversations with various healthcare professionals who will share their personal career journeys, insights, and perspectives on various healthcare careers. From nursing to technology to leadership, we'll cover a wide range of topics to help you stay informed and inspired.
Whether you're just starting out in your healthcare career, looking to pivot, or a seasoned professional looking to take the next step, this podcast is for you. We hope to empower you with the knowledge and the tools needed to make a positive impact in your field. At Advent Health, we believe that we are greater as a whole, and we invite you to join us on this journey as we explore the world of healthcare careers together. Welcome back to the Whole Career Podcast. We're excited to have you all join with us. We're here with Andres Flores, and he is a talent communication manager. Andres, how are you doing? Welcome to the podcast.
I am doing really well. Thank you for having me today.
Andres, would you formally introduce yourself and give us a brief overview of your current position?
Yes, of course. I mean, I'm really happy to join you. I am a talent communications manager here at UChicago Medicine Advent Health in the Great Lakes region here in the beautiful area in the Chicagoland area. My main function is to support our HRBPs, our chief people officer, clinical and non-clinical members, team members with corporate communications, with regional communications. We really leverage communications to engage, to retain, and to increase the experience of our team members here in the region. And that's the main function that I do. I do that through communications. I do that through a little bit of research and data support as well.
Andres, thank you so much. We are excited to dive in and learn a lot more about your current role. But before that, we would like to hear about your career journey and how you got to where you are today. So if you could just tell us a little bit more about what you were doing before you joined Advent Health just over a year ago.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, for the better part of my career, I was fortunate, I was blessed to serve as a pastor, as a ministerial leader, also as a church planting pastor, as a church planting coordinator. I always found myself in positions where I will leverage communication, organizational skills to either lead something new, start something new, something entrepreneurial. Doing church planting really is an entrepreneurial journey, and I deeply, deeply enjoy that. However, I do come from a family of nurses. My brother was a nurse, my mom was a nurse, my sister-in-law was a nurse, my sister is a nurse. I was the only odd one that didn't go into healthcare. But eventually that background of seeing my mom extending compassionate care to patients, that was part of the reason why I went into ministry. And that was part of the reason now I am where I am, serving in healthcare, in human resources.
That is beautiful that background in healthcare helps shape the way that you see your role today and how you can add to our mission here at Advent Health as well. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
And as a church planter, which I'll go ahead and put that out there for people that don't know, that is a very challenging job, right? It's very tedious. And so I kind of want to ask, what led you to become a church planter? And can you explain what the role was like on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, absolutely. You know what? Being a church planter, really, you are a catalyst of community. Launching new churches, new communities of faith, is all about launching communities where people are accepted, where people are loved, where people come and know the love of Christ, and they know the love of community. They thrive in the context of relationships. They grow in the context of relationships. So that picture that I'm describing, it was more than a job. Really, it was a calling. And although starting a new church, as it is starting anything else that is new, is challenging, it was very, very rewarding.
And I appreciate you sharing that. And I think I'm sure, you know, this conversation will just go amazing places, but I can already hear how, you know, just being in a talent communication role, but having that prior experience as a church planter, I can imagine the amount of people that you had to talk to from different walks of life, from in different places in their life, and probably even of different calibers, right? Whether it was an executive or someone who, you know, may be more on the ground level as well. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, our church, one of our churches is in the city of Chicago, fairly close to the downtown area. And we have, it's a diverse community with people that are coming from all walks of life, professionals, or people that dwell in the urban setting, students that are coming here to finish their PhD at the different universities, master's degree, people already working in the city. So being able to serve people that were looking for a place of refuge, a place of acceptance, of community, that was really incredibly fulfilling.
And Andres, I know that was obviously a challenging role. So what were some of the challenges you faced in that role, and how did you overcome them?
You know, the isolation that people face. People are incredibly disconnected from one another because we live such a busy life, again, especially in an urban context. The city of Chicago is a huge city with over 3 million people living there. In one square mile, you are going to find about 27,000 people in one square mile residing in the city of Chicago. So it's a highly populated city with high anxiety, a very low sense of community. People are isolated. So coming into the city, creating a community where people can find themselves engaging with one another, engaging in faith, engaging in God, engaging a relationship with God and a relationship with one another, that was both the most satisfying and the most challenging part of that journey.
I can only imagine just the isolation that people feel and not knowing who to reach out to about, you know, joining a community, right? If you can just, you know, explain where you started, like if you were getting ready to plant a church, what was your starting point? You know, is like you mentioned, you have these people who are isolated. Okay, how do you start reaching them? What's the first step as a church planter? And I know this is not a podcast about church planting, but I kind of just want to see, like, when you have nothing to kind of work with, or when you feel as if you're kind of bare bones, what do you do? How do you start?
You know, that is a really great question, because I believe that the answer to that question applies across industries. I do believe that everything that is meaningful and transformative starts with a human connection. So if we didn't have a church, because honestly we didn't, it was my wife, Jeanette, we were waiting for the arrival of our first daughter, and it was basically the three of us. But what we learned is that creating human connection, creating meaning, creating community, by doing small groups, by doing open house events. We did a variety of open house events. And again, I say that the answer translates across industries, because when you create those open house events, what you're really creating is connection and engagement. And as you have connection and engagement and people are aligned under the vision or the mission of this new enterprise, this new church, what happens is people start finding a catalyst where they are being united by that same vision. And that leads to the success of the project, in this case, the church planting project.
And Andres, obviously us as well as the listeners are curious to know how you came from that career to then join Advent Health and a human resources team. So what was that transition like, and how did you come across your current role?
That transition, it was only a matter of fact before it took me to healthcare. I believe now that I look back almost a year and a half back into this experience with Advent Health, because again, coming from a perspective or from a family of healthcare providers, nurses, and a few other affiliations with healthcare, at some point over the last 7 years, I started a doctorate, a PhD in organizational leadership. I was fascinated by the issue of research and pursuing knowledge and answering just questions, right? The issue of curiosity. And that curiosity led me eventually to research satisfaction, servant leadership, leadership styles within and retention within healthcare, specifically with nursing. And, you know, that developed an interest in healthcare. Obviously, we have our Advent Health hospitals here, four of them. Back in the day, they were not Advent Health, but now fortunately we are Advent Health. And that led to me understanding more about the mission, to people here understanding more about my journey. And every little project that I did, every article, everything that I wrote, everything that I researched was healthcare related, specific to the nursing profession. So I discovered that human resources was the place where within an organization, you can add value to the entire enterprise. And that became a second calling. That became a new calling in my life through understanding how research, communication, engagement, connection, and community can make a difference in healthcare.
I love that, Andres, because that's one thing that Brandon and I definitely try to get across through this podcast is that there are so many people who are looking for that next calling and maybe are not sure what that is right now, but your example could inspire them and they put in that time and that research and have the tenacity that you had to find that next step in your career. So I think you really mapping that out for our listeners is helpful for them and us as well, because I think the more you put yourself out there and research and find what interests you and what sparks that love of whether it's healthcare or something else in your life, it will lead you to where you need to be. So I really appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely. And I think before we go into this next segment, I just want to learn a little bit more, and especially for our listeners, your day-to-day tasks, right, as a talent communication manager. Can you just go over who you're collaborating with and why your role is important as in that communication realm? Why is it important to Advent Health?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, my role really entails a lot of developing supportive relationships with our directors of human resources, our HRBP, supporting our chief people officer, and then across the board, the different executives in the organization, clinical and non-clinical, when it comes to communication. I spend a lot of time contextualizing corporate communications here in the region, developing regional communications to increase team member engagement. You know, all of the technical stuff that has to do with compliance, regulation, credentialing. You know, when I really think about how human resources help team members be safe, be aligned with company policies, be aligned with and be excited about our mission to extend the healing ministry of Christ, my day-to-day has to do with crafting those communications, delivering those communications, and also building relationships for collaboration when it comes to team member engagement, burnout prevention, increasing retention, and also the well-being of our clinical and non-clinical team members. Particularly right now, we're working with a well-being initiative that is serving nurses within the medical surgical unit. So that also is a big significant part of my day to day.
So it's safe to say that a lot of what you're doing is how you package that message, right? So, and right, I'm learning here as well. So human resources, right, whether it's the HRBPs or the executives, they have their idea, right? They plan, they may strategize, and you all take their vision and package that up in a way that, you know, the internal employees, you know, understand it. And then also in a way that makes it fun for them to engage with. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I'm hearing.
Exactly. I mean, it's about making all of the technical aspects of human resources relatable to team members so that at the end of the day, they can take advantage of everything, of the team member promise, the promise that Advent Health to care for mind, body, and spirit, not only for our consumers in the community, but for our team members. So that is a huge part of what we do. And honestly, what gives me meaning in what I do is supporting those who are healing, supporting and healing the healers through engagement and communications.
Yeah, that was a great summary, Brandon. And one thing that you mentioned, Andres, in your last response that I really want to highlight for our listeners is that you and your four facilities are located in Illinois, while a lot of our facilities and our corporate offices, where Brandon and I are located, are in Florida. So talk about what kind of challenges you face being separated by several states, many miles, and how you overcome those challenges to ensure that your facilities, even though they may be far away from the corporate offices, are still feeling engaged and connected as part of Abbott Health as a whole.
Well, one of the ways that is critical, and I am so incredibly grateful for anyone hearing or watching this broadcast, I am incredibly grateful for how well Advent Health aligns every aspect of what we do and how we do it. So we receive a lot of support from our talent communications manager, our senior talent communications manager, Virginia Schultz, Incorporate and her department and operations. We receive really amazing toolkits that are cascaded. So one of the ways we do that is by systematically cascading the information and contextualizing the information in our region. We want to make sure that all of our hospitals are aligned. And one of the things that we're doing other than cascading the communication is we are extremely excited to engage with culture. We are very vigilant with our culture, and we want to make sure that our culture reflects the service standards that Advent Health aligns with. Keep me safe, love me, make it easy, and own it. So we are going through something that we call the whole care experience, which is one of the main ways in which we align our hospitals and the medical group and our facilities and our team members with our culture in Advent Health. And as a human resource department, through the leadership of our chief people officer, we're really being intentional to create a plan to align our regional culture with Advent Health culture. And we're seeing a lot of progress. We're really, really excited about that.
Thank you for answering that question. That was amazing. So can you explain the process of talent communication, starting from when you receive a request from maybe an HRBP or an executive, you know, to start socializing that information?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, first, we receive a lot of the communications in the spirit of aligning, following up with the previous question, aligning our region with everything that is Advent Health. As a body of healthcare, we receive those communication toolkits from our talent communications manager and from talent communications incorporate. Then that is cascaded. But what we're really trying to do is to tell a story. So we convert, we stay faithful to the content of what is happening. But what we try to do as much as possible is to try to tell a story of engagement. The reason you're receiving this invitation to participate in this program, in engagement conversations with your team members, or this wellness activity that is being offered, or the implementation of the new system EPIC, everything is more than just compliance. Really is so that we can advance our mission, is so that we can advance the best care for our community and the best care for our team members. So it's never, the communication by itself is never an end by itself, but it's just an instrument to really reach the greater mission of extending the healing ministry of Christ in our communities.
And I appreciate the way you stated that, because there is some, I guess there is a thought that a lot of employees have that when, you know, when talent communication team, when the talent communication team is reaching out to, you know, an employee, that it's about compliance, right? Hey, you need to turn this in, or hey, you know, you need to go ahead and get this certification or something like that, right? Of that effect. But when you look at these emails and you look at the communication, it's much more than that. And I just wanted to paint that picture for our listeners to know that, you know, your organization, you know, if you're with Advent Health, of course, but you may be working for a different organization, but you know, they're actively working on engaging. And so those emails that you receive are not always about, you know, hey, you have a year or 30 days left to, you know, fill out this form or to get this certification or to update your, you know, your information. But it's also about making sure that you're in the know about what changes may be happening, but also making sure that, like you said, that you're extending healing to the healers. And I love that you said that. I might steal that and, you know, add that to kind of my repertoire. But I really feel for that, because especially working in healthcare, whether you are nurse, doctor, you know, physician, right? But also in the corporate realm as well, like we are also a part of the team that is doing the healing. And so we also need someone to extend healing to us as we're doing that. So I really appreciate you kind of just painting that picture for us.
Mm, absolutely. And, you know, another way in which we do that, if I may add, is also engaging with our leadership. We're very intentional about engaging with our leadership, keeping our leadership informed, and letting them know what is going on ahead of time. And, you know, I heard a really great speaker, a really great leader that I follow, that you can never over-communicate. That when you feel that you have over-communicated, you're just getting started. And this is one of the ways that I believe Advent Health is different in the marketplace, is because our communication is not only repetitive, because it's not repetitive. It's more than that. It's so creative and so engaging. And you know, there is a point in that communication process when those values, when those service standards, when that vision and that mission becomes part of who we are and how we operate within the clinical and non-clinical settings. And I find that incredibly inspirational.
Definitely, Andres. And one thing that you've mentioned, I've heard the word engagement come up. That is definitely a key word in regards to your role. And we know, you know, engagement really leads to ultimate retention for Advent Health and for any company alike. So could you explain some of the current retention strategies that are in place or that your role is helping enact within Advent Health?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can share one that is near and dear to my heart, that also our HR department, in conjunction or in collaboration with the nursing leadership, is stewarding here, which is a well-being initiative for nurses. We have particularly decided to study the issue of well-being and burnout in clinical settings with medical surgical units. And I find that so incredibly inspirational, because we know that there is a direct correlation between stress, distress, burnout, and retention. And where is that burnout coming from? Where is it originated? Is it only in the nurses? Is it the environment? Are the processes that we're following? So we're engaging with our nurses, with our team members, in allowing them or inviting them to be part of that journey, to find solutions, to improve conditions within the clinical unit. You know, we have deployed some nursing surveys to understand why they are distressed. But then we take that data and we transfer the data into action to improve conditions for them and to bring mental health resources and support to help them be engaged, to help them know that we're going to take action, that we believe in you, that we care for you, we're going to invest in you. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to alleviate what is going on in your workplace so that you may be free to perform at the top of the license, so that you may be free to perform with joy. And we're going to invest in you as a whole person, because we're all about whole person care, not only for our patients, but also for our nurses. So I think that is one of the highlights that is happening here in the Great Lakes region.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And what are some of the talent engagement strategies that you've enacted as well?
Well, in communication with the talent strategy from Advent Health, we have enacted something creative. Of course, we have Walking Wednesdays here in the region, but we also have something we call coffee chats. And basically what it is kind of like a Walking Wednesday. It's a day, it's an afternoon where people come to a Starbucks. Some of our hiring managers come to a Starbucks in one of the locations nearby, one of the largest hospitals that we have in the region. And we advertise it through social media. I believe they advertise it on Instagram and Facebook as well. And people come to learn about the positions that we have, the opportunities that we have. And people have been put in contact with hiring managers, and some of them have even been hired. This is a pilot program that we're still testing, but we want to engage with people not only in the hospitals, we want to engage with people where they are. And we believe that coffee places, bringing Advent Health to the community is a way for us to meet with people that we would have never met in a different way. And we're really looking forward to keep testing this concept.
That's amazing. I really love that initiative that you all are doing with the coffee chats, because I think, as you know, spending a bunch of time recruiting, in my experience, sometimes it is difficult, right, getting to know someone, whether that's over the phone or even if you are in an in-person interview, right, as a recruiter, you know, for example, Walk-In Wednesday, sometimes it's still that barrier up, right, of that, you know, I guess, interpersonal relationship that you can't really have, you know, because you know that this is an interview setting, right? So I think changing the setting, you know, a coffee shop, right? I think that just allows for you to learn about that person that hopefully potentially becomes an employee with us, to learn about them in a different way. So that's something that I have not seen done before. And so I'm glad that here at Advent Health that we're exploring that. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely a unique way to meet with our candidates. And I look forward to hearing how that continues to be successful in 2024, Andres. And I want to go back to what we were speaking on in regards to, you know, really leveling with meeting healthcare workers where they are. So how do you feel the best way to do that is when you come to them as someone who's in a non-clinical space? I think that is a pretty common barrier that anyone that works for a healthcare system, like Brandon and myself included, you know, we speak with healthcare professionals, and you always feel like you may not always understand exactly where they are because you're not in their shoes. So what do you do to be able to meet them where they are and really ensure that they're understanding, that you're there to support them and care for them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That is a really great question, because for everyone who works with data, informatics, compliance, human resources, IT, all of us work to empower the people who access or who have access to direct patient care. And what an amazing mission to make it easy for them. Our job is to make it easy for each and every one of these team members who have direct care access to patients. And we make it easy through streamlining processes, through reducing risk, to improving safety, through communicating, through increasing retention and well-being. So I think all of us who work in non-clinical settings have a unique opportunity to support those who work in a clinical setting and find meaning. And to me, it's a calling. I may not work directly in front of a patient, but I know that what we do empowers all of our team members, our nurses and physicians, our PCTs, our clinical leaders. We empower them, protect them, keep them safe, make it easy for them so that they are free to do the best job that they can do to bring healing to our patients and to our communities.
Yeah, thank you for highlighting that, Andres. I think that's so important to keep that perspective in mind for myself and for many others listening that may work in a role, as you said, that is supporting them to do the best that they can do and to feel loved and cared for. So I appreciate you helping change maybe that mindset and in allowing us to better understand how to meet healthcare professionals where they are.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, a lot of what we do is driven by research. So just wanted to see what's some of the research that you all have conducted to improve team member well-being?
Yes. I mean, as I was referencing earlier, in collaboration with the Wholeness Institute, our region launched a formal well-being research study to diagnose, to see and to understand the levels of distress within these four clinical units, these medical surgical units. So this well-being study was not only about just trying to understand how the nurses are experiencing distress, but we're really trying to understand why they are experiencing distress. So as a result of that, we were able to to understand the different distress levels at each and every one of the units, to understand how that is potentially correlated to their turnover, how that distress is possibly reducing efficiencies, and how we can bring a culture of wellness within those units to increase engagement, to increase retention, and to make it easy for the nurses within the clinical setting. So we're really excited to see where the process and the program and the initiative is going to lead, because we're already seeing that those nurses who engage in a well-being program, just by engaging in making a difference, they see their well-being increase. They see their meaning at work increase. They see their sense of joy increase by embracing a well-being way of living and by embracing, pursuing the well-being of other team members. So we're really, really excited about this program.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you breaking that down. And just a quick follow-up question to that, about how long, and I know that all of these initiatives are kind of, you stand them up and then you continue them, right? They're continuous, I guess, is what I'm saying. Yes. But specifically when you're looking to get research and then use that data to make different adjustments, what's the timeline? Like, how long do you do that study, you know, for before you start taking that information or those results and making the changes?
Well, you know what? It takes time. We just came out of the implementation of Epic, the new platform that we use in Advent Health. It takes time. It will probably take 2 to 3 months before you can start enacting the findings from a research study, but probably can take a little bit more. And I don't think that's negative, because what we're finding here in the region is a predisposition, it's a desire to align, to collaborate across the board from different parts of the organization, from nursing leadership, different executive levels, directors and managers. It's incredible how much alignment is needed for change to happen. But what we're also learning is that when that alignment takes place, change does happen. And so we launched the study, I believe, in July and August, and now we're nearing the phase of implementing some of the interventions that we're going to take probably in the second quarter of 2024. So it has been a very slow process, but it's very slow because precisely of the alignment that we're accomplishing in the region to make a difference with our nursing team. And I think that really speaks, it's a testament of the commitment of our executives in Advent Health and the Great Lakes region to bring change, to bring long-lasting change in the clinical units to increase the well-being and reduce burnout within our nurses.
Yeah, incredibly important work and so vital to the care of the team members there within your region and your facilities, as well as the patients, the ultimate outcome, right, of how well our patients are taken care of in your facilities. And as we come to a close of our conversation today, Andres, I just want to touch base on team member well-being. I know that is something that is just at the forefront of your mind and everything that you do, and it's very clear, but can you share with our listening audience, why is that the utmost importance to you? Why does a team member well-being mean so much to you in your role?
Because, I mean, well-being is incredibly important to me, to our human resource team here in the region, and to our nursing leadership here in the region as well. And I know the reason is because well-being is a component of wholeness. We become whole, we feel whole, we feel joy and meaning and purpose and belonging. But for us to do that, we need to address the distress within our lives. We need to address the distress within the clinical and non-clinical setting. So we have seen stories over the last few months when people that were ready to quit or ready to start thinking about moving to another healthcare system, they decided not to, because they saw that the leaders and the different departments were committed to make things better and to make things easy for them. And they said, you know, why will I go to a different competitor? Why will I go to a different healthcare system when I'm seeing a culture of care, not only for the patients, but for me as a nurse, for me as a team member? So when I see that, when I see someone going through burnout, and now I see that story being transformed into a story from burnout into wholeness, or from burnout into wellness, that is so inspirational. And I feel that it's not only a job, it's a calling. And it's a calling that brings me joy and brings me satisfaction, not only to me, to our nursing and HR leadership, to see the organization changing one story at a time. And that's really remarkable for us to give our lives to.
Absolutely. Well, your tenacity, your patience, your care really has just come through so clearly in this conversation, Andres, and we appreciate you taking the time to share that with us and our listeners today. Do you have one final thought that you would like to share on how you hope people will be impacted by your story and what you've shared with us in this conversation today?
Well, I would like to say, for anyone outside of Advent Health who is considering joining us, that I have never found an organization in my entire life that cares so much for you, that invests so much in your well-being. I have never experienced a place where your work is not just your duty, but is your calling, is your joy. It has given me purpose. So I will invite everyone who's watching, clinical and non-clinical, to transfer what you are to Advent Health. Because what you are in Advent Health, it will be amplified. It will be, you will experience a greater joy, a greater purpose every day coming here. And for our team members that are watching also, I want to encourage them, and I just want to let them know that that you are appreciated, that what you are doing today makes a huge difference, and you're transforming lives with what you do. And that really resonates with hundreds of people that you impact every day. So thank you for what you do. And I look forward to continue this journey of extending the healing ministry of Christ.
Thank you, Andres. Thank you so very much for that and for that encouragement to all that are listening to this today. And thank you for listening to the Whole Career Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform to stay up to date with the latest episodes. And of course, if you have any questions or any topics you'd like us to cover in the future, feel free to reach out to us on our Instagram at Life at Advent Health. Until next time, take care.